In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. I'd like to welcome you all to our Perseverance Family Conversation. And as always, it's great to be with each and every one of you. And as always, we like to start off our conversation by inviting Mary to be with us. Mary is the Mother of God. Mary is the mother of the church, and Mary is the mother of each and every one of us. Also, we invoke Mary as our life, our sweetness, and our hope. Let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to pray with us and to pray for us. And also, yes, Mary is our life. She is our sweetness and our hope. So let's turn to Mary and ask Mary to be with us this day as we pray the prayer that she loves most, the Ave Maria or the Hail Mary, together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for our sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So, after praying to Mary, let's turn to our spiritual direction, our spiritual director, and that is the Holy Spirit. So, a couple of our members, Alondra and Sophie, are actually on flight, so we'll pray that they have a happy trip. God will help them to soar high in the spiritual life. That they'll be able to soar high in the spiritual life. So let's pray for them, and let's pray for all of us as we invite our spiritual director to be with us. And that is, of course, the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit has wonderful titles. Holy Spirit is Paraclete. Holy Spirit is also known as the Gift of Gifts. Holy Spirit is also known as the Sweet Guest of Our Soul. Holy Spirit is also known as our Consoler. He's also known as our Counselor. Holy Spirit is also known as the sweet guest of our soul. He's also our interior master. St. Paul in his letter to the Romans says, we don't know how to pray as we ought. But the Holy Spirit intercedes with ineffable groans so we can say, Abba, Father. So, let us pray the classical prayer, traditional prayer to the Holy Spirit. We pray. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and kindle within us the fire of your divine love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created. thou shalt renew the face of the earth. Let us pray. O God, who did instruct the hearts of your faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us that by the same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. Saint Joseph, pray for us. Saint Michael, pray for us. Saint Gabriel, pray for us. Saint Raphael, pray for us. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. Saint Francis Xavier, pray for us. Saint Maria Faustina Kowalska, pray for us. All God's angels and saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. How true it is, my friends, that the family that prays together stays together, and a world at prayer is a world at peace. So after praying with you, I'd like to pray for all of you in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Holy Sacrifice of the Mass is one of the, it is by far the greatest of all prayers. And I'd like to place all of you on the altar in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass and offer various intentions. The operation of Jorge, Sophie, and no longer that are have their flights this morning. And that all of us would be open to the workings and the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Perhaps this can be our prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come, Holy Spirit, come through the heart of Mary. My next intention I'd like to pray in a special way for our families, for the conversion of our family and family members, for the sanctification of our family members, and also for the salvation of our family members. And then, as always, I'd like to pray in a special way for all those who will be dying sometime during the course of the day. For those who will be dying sometime during the course of the day. And that being the case, let's pray for ourselves, because we don't know. We don't know the day nor the hour that God will be calling us from this life to the next. And many of you have other intentions for world peace and many other intentions. Yes, let's place them on the altar in the holy sacrifice of the Mass. There's no greater prayer than the holy sacrifice of the Mass. A couple other intentions. Pray for Martha's aunt who's 92 years old. We can even pray for Willie Mays, who is a very famous baseball player on the Giants. He died yesterday at 93. And I have another intention that some of you know, that I'm going off every Wednesday to Chena Hills, giving my 10-week spiritual exercises program. So I'll be heading off to this afternoon, and this afternoon I'll be preparing them for a general confession. So we have big numbers. Pray that these people would persevere. Pray that God would give me a lot of light, insight. Pray that we get enough priests to hear these many confessions. And pray that there will be radical conversions of these individuals, that they'll really want to become saints. So we've arrived at a very crucial, critical moment in the time of the exercises. Yes, my friends, many intentions we'd like to place on the altar in the Mass today. So, as always, we have a lot of intentions. The first reading I'd like to comment by means of a movie that came out about 40 years ago. Today we have the passage in the Book of Kings, second Book of Kings, chapter 2. And it's the famous passage in which the prophet Elijah is walking. Elisha asks for a double portion of his spirit. Then these chariots with horses, chariots of fire, take the prophet Elijah up to heaven. It's a wonderful passage that you can read and meditate upon in the beginning of the chapter, second book of Kings. So this passage of the prophet Elijah, which is taken up into heaven in chariots of fire, I'd like to tell you one of the scenes in the movie Chariots of Fire. The movie is basically, it's based on a true story of the Olympic Games in Paris in the beginning of the 1900s. The two protagonists are Abrams and the other. Is the protagonist who's running basically for God. And his name is Eric Little. Eric Little. So one of my favorite scenes in this movie is before they arrive at the Olympic Games in Paris. Eric Little is running in what is called the 400. Which would be a quarter of a mile. Which would be one lap. One lap. So there he is, he's on the line, running, competing against three other runners. Ready, set, go, boom! And Eric Little is running on the side, he's running side by side with another one of the runners. And you can see that one of the runners nudges him with his elbow. Consequently, he cascades to the ground. Which means he's going to be losing, you're going to be losing a couple of seconds. Now, if you're running a marathon, which is going to be miles, that doesn't matter too much. However, you're running the 400, which is basically a sprint. That's a lot of time. Sometimes they win just by a tenth of a second. So he gets up and he's way behind the other three runners. And he decides to pour it on. So he gets up and he starts to pour it on. He passes one. He passes the second and he's pursuing the man that elbowed him. He pours it on and he breaks the tape and he beats him by 1/10 of a second. He collapses and he's breathing, heaving heavily. I love that scene in the movie Chariots of Fire. And I really believe that Chariots of Fire film in a certain sense, it kind of summarizes the spiritual exercises program. For this reason, Saint Ignatius, in the text of the spiritual exercises, he compares spiritual exercises to physical exercises. Many people go to the gyms today to be physically fit. We have to go to the spiritual gymnasium. The spiritual gymnasium are the spiritual exercises of Saint Ignatius of Loyola. So this scene in which he's knocked down, it's really worth seeing Mary Jo. and friends. It's really worth seeing. It came out in the early 80s. That's just one of the many scenes. But it's one of my favorites because it's somewhat symbolic of spiritual exercises, as well as what I'll be talking about today, which is the general confession, and what happens when we sin. We sin is sin, we fall down. Sin is when we fall down, but when we go to confession, we get up again. You like the prodigal son. Like the prodigal son. So let's train ourselves in our spiritual life so that we can win the prize. And it's interesting because St. Paul lived in the time when you had the Olympic Games. They go back even before Christ. St. Paul, in some of his letters, says we are called to run the good race, to fight the good fight. Talking about running and boxing. To run the good race, to win the merited crown that is given to the victor. Then the responsorial psalm, let your hearts take comfort, all who hope in the Lord. Let your hearts take comfort, all of you who hope in the Lord. Let's trust. When the going gets tough, the tough get going. Let's never give up. Let's trust all the more in God's divine providence. So let's move into the gospel today. The gospel is very rich. So after more than a week, we finish Matthew chapter 5, and we're little by little we're going through what is called the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew chapter 5, Matthew chapter 6, and Matthew chapter 7. So today, we enter into Matthew chapter 6. This Matthew chapter 6, 1 to 6, then 16 to 18, this is actually the biblical passage that the church offers us. As we enter into the holy season of Lent, Ash Wednesday, where Jesus offers us three specific ways or tools we should utilize to arrive at conversion of heart. Ash Wednesday, when the priest imposes ashes on their forehead, he says one of two things. Remember that you are dust, and that to dust you shall return. The other one is taken from Mark chapter 1, verse 15. That is, be converted and believe in the gospel, or repent and believe in the gospel. So Lent is a season which we're called to a deeper conversion of life. A deeper conversion of life. Now the church offers us these three practices that Mary Jo has already posted for us. Father Al Hall gave us a three-dimensional way by which we can arrive at this conversion of life. And he says, it's a three-dimensional way. Go up, go in, go out. That's right. We're called to go up, to go in, and to go out. Go up, go in, and go out. How do we go up, go in, and go out? Well, we go up through prayer. We go in through the practice of penance. We go out through the practice of almsgiving. So let's talk about these three different means or practices that our Lord offers us so that we can constantly be arriving at a deeper conversion of heart. Nelly has said triangle trinity. Interesting, yes. Or triad. A lot of different images that come to our mind. What Jesus also suggests, reminds us, is not to do our actions just to be seen so that we receive praise. But rather we want to be doing these actions not for our own self-aggrandizement, for our own glory. Rather, we want to do the AMDG. That's the motto of St. Ignatius and the Jesuits. Ad maiorem Dei Gloria. Everything for the honor and glory of God. That should be our intention. So much so that Jesus says, when you're giving, your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. That's right, your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. Your right hand should not know what your left hand is doing. So, prayer, penance, almsgiving. So in each of these areas, I'd like to give one or two suggestions on how we can be more generous in going up, going in, and going out. With respect to prayer, (clears throat) I'd like to make this suggestion with respect to prayer. And it's this. And even studying a good book on prayer can be of paramount importance. Father Tim Gallagher, who is one of the oblate priests, said that when he was young and being brought up and raised in New York, he said that there was a parish priest that helped him enormously to grow in his prayer life, to learn the art of meditation. And he suggested to Father Tim they get a hold of a book that was written by Saint Francis de Sales. And the name of that book is The Introduction to the Devout Life. Introduction to the Devout Life. And Father Tim said that this was great, this is of great help, because that work of Francis Sales taught him how to do mental prayer. And mental prayer is essential to grow in our spiritual life. In my 10-week program of the spiritual exercise of St. Ignatius Loyola, basically I'm teaching the people to do mental prayer or meditation. So Introduction to the Devout Life, St. Francis de Sales, a doctor of the church, gives you about 30 different meditations that are written, and just by reading through them, you're learning the art of prayer by reading through them slowly. And he offers us classical themes. One will be on prayer. Another one will be on faith. Then on the last things, the reality of death and judgment and heaven and hell. Another one on purgatory. Another one on confession. Another one on sin. Another one on Thanksgiving after Holy Communion. Another one on the guardian angels. Another one on the examination of conscience. That work of St. Francis de Sales, my friends, is a real masterpiece. So commenting upon the gospel today, that's one suggestion I'd like to make on prayer. And getting a good book. And Saint Teresa of Avila, Saint Teresa of Avila, who is the first woman doctor of the church with Catherine of Siena, she's also the doctor of prayer. Saint Teresa of Avila says this, She says we should have a determined determination to never give up prayer. Spanish, una determinada determinación para nunca dejar la oración. We should have a determined determination to never give up prayer. And that's the name of our family here. It's the family of perseverance. We want to persevere in our prayer life. We want to persevere in our spiritual life. What we're doing, my friends, we're commenting upon the gospel today where Jesus gives us three practices so we can arrive at conversion. We have the tri-dimensional way of understanding this, going up, going in, and going out. Going up, going in, and going out. Going in would be that of fasting or penance. So this would be my practical suggestion with respect to the going in, that of penance or fasting. Give up something you like. Give up something you like for the honor and glory of God, but also for the conversion of poor sinners. Our Lady Fatima says many sinners are lost because we do not offer, we don't pray or offer enough sacrifice for them. But I'd like to make another suggestion. Going up, going in through penance. I would suggest the following. Get in the habit of making good sacramental confessions. That's right. Get in the habit of making good sacramental confessions. I would say at least once a month, if not more frequently. To prepare yourself well. Because we did mention the word penance. But actually there's a sacrament which is called the sacrament of confession, reconciliation. But another name for this sacrament is the sacrament of penance. So go up, go in, go out. And this going out, my friends, would be, Jesus says, calls it almsgiving, in which you don't want to let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. But you don't want to let your right hand know what your left hand is doing. In other words, as Carmen has posted earlier, whether you eat or drink, do everything for the honor and glory of God and the AMDG of Ignatius. Ad maiorem Dei gloriam. Everything for the honor and glory of God. Now the almsgiving, also known as acts of charity, there are many suggestions I can give to you. But I would refer to you Matthew chapter 25. You might even examine in your lives what are called the corporal works of mercy as well as the spiritual works of mercy. There are two categories, the corporal works of mercy and the spiritual works of mercy. It's interesting because in our parish of St. Peter Chanel, we have stained glass windows, circular stained glass windows. When I'm saying Mass, to the right you can see the corporal works of mercy, and to the left you can see the spiritual works of mercy. And what are these? Well, if you go to Matthew chapter 25, Jesus says that at the end, the shepherd will separate the goats and the sheep, the goats on his left and the sheep on his right. And he'll say to those on his right, enter into the kingdom that my Father has prepared for you for all eternity. And then Jesus goes through most of what we call the corporal works of mercy. So you might go through these corporal works of mercy to see which of these, at least one, you are challenged to live out. Recognizing that when you carry out these corporal or spiritual works of mercy, what you're doing is you're really doing this to Christ. And he says, I was hungry. And you gave me to eat. I was thirsty. You gave me to drink. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was a foreigner, and you welcomed me. I was sick and in prison, and you came to visit me. Whenever you did this to the least of my brothers and sisters, then you did this to me. Last night I had the opportunity to go with a couple of catechists to visit one of our catechists that was in an accident. And just thinking about it, how that was an opportunity for me to practice several of these corporal and spiritual works of mercy. We went to a hospital in Long Beach called Long Beach Memorial Hospital on Atlantic Avenue in Long Beach. And we went and we prayed with this person. I was able to give the sacraments. With the sick people, I usually, if the person is conscious, they try to give 3 sacraments. The sacrament of confession, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. And then the great sacrament, which is the sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist. The sacrament of the Most Holy Eucharist, giving the sick person Christ's. And all this is the visit of Christ, who is truly the divine physician. That's right. Christ is truly the divine physician. What we try to do is bring the person forgiveness. We give the person healing. And very important, we give the person nourishment, which is Jesus Christ, who is truly the bread of life. So right now we're talking, my friends, about go up, go in, go out. We're talking about almsgiving. Almsgiving related to the corporal works of mercy, as well as the spiritual works of mercy. Another very important note with respect to almsgiving, which is also related to charity and service, is the following. Maybe some of you have heard this saying, charity begins at home. And there's a Spanish proverb that is very, very good. A lot of people like this one, and it's Spanish. It goes like this: candil en la calle, oscuridad en la casa. Some of you are bilingual. Candil en la calle, candil en la calle, oscuridad en la casa. What does that mean? Well, it means this. Candil is a poetic way of saying candil would be a candle or light. You become a light in the street or a light outside the home. But once you come home, we become darkness. St. Teresa of Avila once said to her nuns, said, you can become, sometimes you're angels outside the convent, and then you become devils when you return to the convent. So we want to make sure that we are what Jesus says in the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. He says, you are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. No one places the light underneath the bushel basket. So, my friends, we've had a very good conversation today. Thanks be to God. What I'd like all of you to do then is I'd like to invite all of you to share our message today on Elijah and the chariots of fire. Also to share our message on Matthew chapter 6. We're still in the Sermon on the Mount, which we're called to go up, go in, go out, so as to arrive at a conversion of life. Go up through prayer. Go in through penance. Go out through charity and the corporal as well as the spiritual works of mercy. Part of our work in our perseverance family is to try to share our message to the whole world. And invite all of you to pray for our mission that we're carrying out in Chino Hills. And today I'll be giving the presentation in my talk on the importance of confession, but most specifically the importance of knowing how to make what is called a general confession. So I thank you and really appreciate your prayers for our apostolic ministry. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.